just a few months ago. Anyways, now I find out. Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this, Barbara. Kevin Alfred Strom, nationalvanguard.org, do they not have his archive? I mean, isn't his archive is secure somewhere, correct? Or do you know?
It's on his archive, as far as I know, and I don't know any more than I'm telling you. From what I've researched, his archives were on archives.org, and that's where I had my telephone. You know, I could go right to my telephone and pick them up, or right to my computer, my iPhone 6 Plus or my Mac computer. I could pick them up.
If you'll send me an email to thealternativemedia@yahoo.com.
Okay, let me write that down. Hold on. What is it?
thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'll find out for you, because I'm pretty sure, I don't know how often you listen to this broadcast, but I have Kevin Alfred Strom on occasionally, and he took over American Dissident Voices, and he does a podcast weekly. Sometimes I play it on the, but I'll find out for you, because a lot of William Luther Pierce is on YouTube. I've listened to a lot of William Luther Pierce. Hang on for me, Barbara. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Sure. Ken, stay with me. I'm going to get to you. And Shane in North Carolina, don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media. It is Saturday, April 1st, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. Barbara, one, I wanted to say thank you for calling in. Definitely call in again. I've enjoyed talking to you. I want to give you the last word. I've got callers stacking up, and Ken has been on hold. I want to get to Ken and Shane, but I've really enjoyed your phone call. You send me an email, and I will find out if I can send you a link to the entire archive of William Luther Pierce, and I think I can, but just send me an email and I will follow up on that for you. But let me give you the last word. Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I would like to just I have found Dr. William, and I always call him Dr. William Luther Pierce, because if we can call the blacks Martin Luther King, we can give Dr. William Luther Pierce, because Luther was a white Christian Protestant who was actually against the Jews. So I always include that in his name. But I found him on the YouTubes. I found him on the YouTubes, Dr. William Luther Pierce, and sometimes people re-download him and stuff, or National Alliance. And so I'm adding those to my list. I do have about 100 plus I've listened to. I'm looking for the other 208. If necessarily, I'll buy them, or, you know, maybe I'll get one a month or something like that, you know, so I can, I want to finish this whole 308. I don't care what these Jews do. They did that to my Poland for 1,000 years. This is dangerous. We're becoming Poland here. And I'm telling you, this is dangerous. But the one thing I love, nobody does it better than Dr. William Luther Pierce when he calls Hillary and Bill the Clintonistas. All those Clintonistas, you know, he gives it to them royally. And I went, yes, yes. And so anyways, that's my last word. If you ever get to listen to any of his about Clintons, and he there's a lot of them. I think you'll really, really enjoy
them. Oh, yeah. I have listened, trust me, I have listened to a lot of Dr. William Luther Pierce, and I think you'd enjoy, if you go to nationalvanguard.org, listen to the weekly podcast. I haven't listened to today.
I have.
Last week's was great, and I'll have Kevin back on. I like to have Kevin on from time to time, and hey, thank you so much, Barbara, and please call back in again. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth, then we're going to go to Shane in North Carolina. Ken, thank you for holding, sir. How you doing tonight?
Hey, breaking news, that Congressman Moe from Alabama turned in a one-page bill to repeal Obamacare. It was put in Friday. The ink's still wet on it. Don't even have a number on it yet.
You know,
it's about time, man, and I've heard everybody tell you Congressman to vote for it. Maybe we'll get something done.
maybe. I don't know.
Hey, number two, and I'll be gone because I don't listen to Shane. Louis Farrakhan, a.k.a. Louis Walcott, that's who he was born as, lives in New Buffalo, Michigan, if you're curious.
I did not know that.
Louis Farrakhan lives in New Buffalo, Michigan.
Well,
he lives there, and he knows where he lives. Anyway, I've written to him a bunch of times. He never wrote me back, so...
Yeah,
I write to him by Louis Farrakhan, New Buffalo, Michigan. Never come back.
Huh. Well, maybe. I don't know. I can't. I just assume.
I'll hear Shane, too. Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Ken. Thanks so much. Shane in North Carolina, then we got Tom in Utah. Shane, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, man. How's it going? I'm the caller. The caller of the Alex Jones Show. And I want one of your callers, I think Frank was just talking about it.
Yes, yes, you were the caller that was discussing Chomsky.
Yes.
Yeah,
and the thing is, it's funny that you guys were talking about that, because I just happened to turn on my, I listen to your show pretty regularly, but I got some family in town and wasn't able to listen, and like the moment I turn on the radio and tune in the show after everyone went to bed, you're talking about the call that I made, and I was like, oh, my God. But I want to say this. When I made that call talking about Chomsky, the next day one of my friends from back in Michigan sent me a text message, and he said, oh, my gosh, you know, it looks like your call, yesterday's call at Alex Jones' show got, like, really stirred the pot. Like, they're supposedly, like, something about people writing articles about it or something. And to be honest, I didn't even know. I made the call, and I try to, about half the times I call the Alex Jones show, it's usually about Zionism and trying to plant a seed in, like, to his huge audience and try to, like, subtly plant a seed, but in such a way he's not going to completely hang up on me. Although he tends to hit the mute button on you after you say too much, and then he'll, you know, go off on a long monologue and not let you cut back in, and then end the call and move on to someone else. But yeah, what did I miss? What was the full story with that?
Well, actually, after your phone, did you listen? Was you listening to the show to the end? Because I know that was right at the end. Did you hear the last phone call?
I heard the call about the 15 or 20 second YouTube video of the Mossad Freudian slip.
Okay. That's the one. That's the caller. Frank had called in, and he had brought up the Jewish mafia, and he had gotten, you know, Alex Jones said that if you talk about Jews, the ADL will call you anti-Semitic, and there was absolutely a Jewish mafia, and it was the worst, and it victimized Jews. And so he went into this, and that is what got the press coverage and the Jewish Forward but some of the statements that Alex Jones said right at the very end from Frank in North Carolina's call. And so actually, you guys were both kind of playing the same game at the same time, and you both got through. And so I was looking for the archive to listen to the phone call that Frank had made, because I started getting these emails with this Jewish Forward, and then I listened to your call, just, you know, because it was prior. And then Frank called in tonight and was talking about, he was saying hats off to your phone call, that you had really got a lot of good information out on the Alex Jones show. So that kind of sets the stage of how this all came about. But I want to commend you, because I try sometimes. I mean, I tried this past week to get through on the Rush Limbaugh show. I've never had any success, but I just would love to get through to some of these shows. I've never gotten on the Alex Jones show. I've not tried that much. It's just a lot of times I'm not available at that time, it seems like. But those of you that do, though, hats off, Shane. Hats off, you and Frank. Hats off for doing that, because you are dropping the truth bombs in a great place, and you should be commended for that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. I was going to say to the RBN listeners, I've got a pretty hot tip, because as you know, that the Alex Jones show is, you know, pretty difficult to call in, because a lot of people call, and he only opens up the call when he announces, now I'm taking calls. And as soon as he says that, you know, you have to call right away. If you're a minute too soon before he says it, you're not going to get through. And if you're just 30 seconds too late, you're not going to get through, because everyone calls in. But I noticed something, and that is, I've watched his show on, like, the live stream from, like, his website. And I've also, I listen to a lot of radio on, like, my Winamp, my little, on my Android phone. It's like a, you know, streaming internet radio app. But I noticed there was a timing discrepancy. And if you call the GCN line, you know how they have those call-in lines, so you can listen to the shows without using your data and call in by the phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it turns out that is a few seconds ahead of the other streams. So if you're looking to get in on that show anyways, if you're listening on the phone, if you're listening on the phone line, call-in app, you're going to be like a good 10 seconds or more before all the other streams. It's the most recent stream. The others are delayed more.
Huh.
So that's just a tip for any RBN people who want to try and call in and plant some seeds on that platform.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, I commend you, because, you know, I think when you're able to reach that audience, and, you know, you have to say, people probably listening to that show, they are looking for truth. They know something's wrong. They're listening for a reason. They didn't just happen on it, most likely, for the first time that day. It's a loyal listenership. But that's a great avenue. That's a great avenue, Shane. And I wished I had paid more attention. I kind of came into the middle of your phone call, and I wish I had paid a little more attention to, because I was trying to find the very end. But hats off to you for bringing that up and for doing what you're doing and for calling in tonight. You know, it does my heart good when I find out these people that listen to this broadcast that maybe don't call in that often and hopefully appreciate what we're trying to do, because, you know, I'm a firm believer only together can we affect change. And I'm with Frank. I sometimes, you know, feel a little demoralized, like we just don't have the numbers. We don't have the concern that we need. We're not affecting change drastically or fast enough. I have those thoughts and feelings at times, and I guess probably we all do, but it does me good to hear from you tonight. So I'll give you the last word. Anything else you would like to share with us, Shane? And again, I appreciate you calling tonight. I hope you call back in again.
Absolutely. Last thing I'll say is that you're doing a fantastic job, and you have for a really long time, and you're one of my favorite guys on the radio. I listen to you regularly, and that that call that I made and then the calls after were, there's this guy, Ron Gibson, who records Alex Jones' show and a few other shows, and they post it on YouTube, like, immediately within a couple hours. Well, that's one of the streams. But anyways, my call was at 2 minutes, 12 seconds, roughly, a little bit after that, but about 2 minutes, 12-second mark. And that's going on the Ron Gilson YouTube channel. But it's probably the same on any other channel as well. But thanks for doing what you're doing, brother. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, Shane. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Tom in Utah. Then we got Wes in Idaho, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to jump in here tonight. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind tonight, sir? We might have lost Tom. Tom, if you're listening, you feel free to call back. Wes in Idaho. Wes, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good, Farron. Thanks for taking my call. I go to RBN chat rooms, and I point out that I ask, have the blacks ever, a billion people on the continent of Africa, do they build any cars, any airplanes, any computers? And what do I get? Oh, you white supremacist, get out of here. They kick me off. I can't even post on RBN chat rooms anymore because of making statements like that, asking questions like that. I noticed that in Los Angeles County in 1965, the county gave the blacks Martin Luther King Hospital. And now, whatever, 40, 50 years later, it looks like the hospital is going to get closed down or get different management because there's so much corruption, so much ineptitude. They're killing people. They've actually got a name for the hospital now. It's Killer Martin Luther Hospital. And, Israel was to lose all trace of their identity, blind to their identity. Here I'm trying to read Isaiah 29:10-12, or is it Isaiah 54:17? I was looking that up when I got on the line. One more thing here, Proverbs 25:2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it to search out a matter is the glory of kings. Amen. Thank you for taking my call, Farron. Let's hear some more.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. I want to play. All right, we got Tom back. Tom, how you doing tonight? What's on your mind, sir? Hey, Tom. Okay, Tom, if you're listening, we're having a few difficulties. Feel free to call back if 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join the broadcast. I want to play the Sean Spicer. This is Mark Dice. Every week I like to play a little Mark Dice. A little humor will do us good. But this is Sean Spicer, the press secretary. Earlier this week, I watch the evening news every night. They never cover some of the gems that that Sean Spicer throws out for Donald Trump. So, I tell you what, we're coming up on a break. We'll play that on the other side. Stay with me.
I I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking your phone calls if you'd like to join the broadcast for the rest of this hour, 1-800-313-9443. I've got the I've had the YouTube video sent to me that included both Shane and Frank. I'm not going to be able to queue that up and get that together, but I will post it on the website tomorrow morning, thealternativemedia.com, and everyone can go to it, scroll to the about the last 10 minutes and check it out. I would like to play. Oh, we've got Tom back. Tom, are you with us?
I'm here. I hope.
We got you. How you doing tonight, and what's on your mind?
Well, see, I only live a few miles away from the NSA building in Utah, so maybe they're clipping the lines every time I get through.
Maybe.
But anyway, I was just a comment about a previous caller and part of your discussion, and that's on the issue of pedophilia. Pedophilia has been in place for quite a while. You know, the real door opener for that program was the National Child Welfare Act, put in place by Bill Clinton in 1993, pretty much authored by Hillary. And then, of course, it was reinforced or enhanced in 1997 with the Adoption and Safe Family Act. I've been entangled in so many cases of Child Protective Services now, and it's unbelievable. The children that get drawn into foster care, both men or both boys and girls, end up being molested. And of course, I've come to realize their real object is to destroy the family. And if we get children who've been sexually violated, they are so emotionally damaged that when they become adults, they have a hard time in a stable marriage. And so I figured it out. Their whole intent is to destroy the solidarity of the family. And that pedophilia is the most powerful tool they can use to predict a ruined family situation.
Oh, I think you're dead on, Tom. You bring to mind Nancy Schaefer, the senator from Georgia, that was exposing child protective service child kidnapping rings, and she died mysteriously. They said it was suicide, but absolutely, and I'm glad you said it. There is absolutely a concerted effort, a concerted successful effort, I might add, to destroy the family, and we see it in so many different ways. So many different ways they have successfully done this to this generation, maybe the last generation, but this generation, absolutely. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Right now I've been dragged into a case of a police officer who sexually assaulted his children. He's also sexually assaulted other children, yet when we went into the records, we knew he'd been actually arrested on several occasions for pedophilia, but somehow those records seemed to disappear. It's really curious how if you're a police officer and you're involved in this kind of criminal activity, how you're so carefully protected. You know, and so, and by the way, earlier today, there was a gentleman who's a police officer in Nevada. He had a lady on there with him. I think she's from Sparks, Reno area. Since I'm visually impaired by intent, I would wish that they could call me, or if you got anybody listening, get the gentleman who has a show, two shows prior. I think he's an ex-policeman from Nevada or Las Vegas. And then there's a lady that called in, and she was talking about the Child Protective Service problem and that connection with child molestation. By the way, the one case that really made this thing open to me was a Jewish mother, I mean a humble Jewish mother up there in Chicago. She had two daughters taken away from her by the state, and since they've been in, it's been about 5 years, and that really has broken my heart. Well, no, let's see, it's 10 years now. Broken my heart because she called me up and she said, I found out, even though she's terminated as a parent, she's been able to keep track of her daughters, and they've been through a dozen abortions apiece. Now, how is it that a child taken into Child Protective Services, theoretically being protected from, you know, abusive parents, how is it they end up having to go through abortions a dozen times in the 10 years that they've been involved in the protection of that state. By the way, the senator at the time that this case began was Senator Barack Obama. And Ayala and I actually went and had an appointment with Senator Obama. We could see him through the door, but his clerk or whatever you want to call him, his office staffer, kept telling us he was not there, even though we had made an appointment and we knew he was there and I could see him through the door. So after a while, we realized he didn't care at all about her child. Anyway,
I'm not surprised by that, Tom. I find it interesting stories like Nancy Schaefer that was exposing all. Unless you're looking for that story or someone tells you, I mean, no mainstream media coverage whatsoever. We're coming up on a break. Hang on, Tom. We'll wrap it up on the other side. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Back in moments.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fairing in the studio. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. You know, Tom, you put me in mind to the video we discussed a little bit last week, still on my website. It was a lady discussing all the procedures they use to bring in refugees from Nigeria or Syria or wherever, and then the fact that how they worked diligently to get them Social Security cards and even full-blown disability benefits, while, you know, our own elderly here that's paid into the system, even our own veterans, even though I'm opposed to these endless wars, many are homeless, living in the streets, and here the taxpayers are forced to fund our own destruction, just like the destruction of the family through, I mean, look at the promotion of homosexuality and depravity and feminism and divorce and promiscuity and the elimination of morality or any kind of values promoted through any of our media, because we know who owns the media and their agenda, the Jewish agenda to destroy the white race. But you've brought up some really good points, and I wanted to give you the last word, and thank you for calling in tonight.
Tom? More opening for the homosexual. Are you still there?
Yes, go right ahead.
The open door for the adoption of children by the homosexual community really occurred through that Adoption and Safe Families Act in 1997. Again, that was Bill Clinton, the president, Hillary, the author. But the one thing I wanted to just say about this case in Chicago is if everybody will look at a website of mine called Family versus State, there's three cases that are on the top there. The curious one in the middle was Ayala Kaufman and her two little daughters taken in Chicago. You click on the links, and guess what happens? Nothing. All of my data that I had up there, even the hospital reports proving the fact that these children had been sexually molested, has disappeared. In fact, I even went into archives.org to see if I could scan it and find it there. So if there's anybody listening who can somehow find the data that I had up on that website, I would sure appreciate it. So, you know, I'm visually impaired now, thanks to the boys. But if you can find anything on that story, I would love to recover that information.
And tell us again. It's really, tell us again the name of your website, sir.
familyversusstate.org or .com. And the VS, you can type it out, family versus as VS or VERSUS, you know, either way, either the general legal way of versus, right, is which is VS or versus. Or you can go, you can actually link to it from my other Prime website right now that I'm doing the current battle on, and that's gassingamerica.com. That began as a case with Child Protective Services. So every time you turn around, you see a case where children and families are being destroyed, and they're being accused wrongly. And then, of course, those children get, you know, if you got one child that's abused in a family or at least allegedly abused, they take them all, especially if they're white and beautiful children. They disappear into the system. And as Carol Keaton Strayhorn, a Texas comptroller, found, these children are taken out by CPS and they end up in the child trafficking programs. Sorry, I'm a little tired. I was up through the night. We had wind last night like crazy. But anyway, I would appreciate anybody helping see if they can identify or find any of that data on that Kaufman case. And I haven't heard from Ayala for a year now, and I'm terribly worried that they've taken her out, because this was one aggressive mother getting into the hospitals, even though she had parental rights terminated. She was able, through connections and friendships and smooth talking, get records on her daughters who've been treated for the sexual abuse while they are in that system.
And, you know, Tom, what you bring to mind, I mean, when the system comes down on you, if you're not independently wealthy where you can afford to drop $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on a lawyer, and most people can't, I mean, it's a David versus Goliath situation. And I've seen it. I've seen people in the court system whom I thought were definitely innocent, and they're sitting in prison right now because they couldn't afford a lawyer, and you know, the system just grinds them up and spits them out. And that's what we're looking at here with regards to CPS and what you're talking about. And where's the outrage? You know, when you hear these stories, just like the Senator Nancy Schaefer story, and we could go on and on and on, I've wondered what it will it take for the white race to be fed up enough to rise up and stand up against some of this tyranny that is utterly destroying us. We're being destroyed from within. And I don't know. You know, I don't know. I commend you on the work you're doing and getting the word out. I appreciate your phone call tonight and adding to this discussion, because you certainly have. And you've also shown you're not just talking the talk. You're walking the walk. You're actually fighting this fight. And I for one, appreciate it, sir. And I want to give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add, Tom? Go right ahead.
Well, the one thing I've had to tell the families that have come to me for assistance in these situations is you got to be willing to take your clothes off and make yourself naked before the world, because one of the techniques that the Child Protective Services do is they try to make the family feel shamed. So I tell them, when you have an accusation levied against you, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your senator, tell your representative, get on the radio, wherever you can. Try to break in on Alex Jones if possible. But make yourself totally visible. In other words, you have to produce, by extension or by default, a jury of your peers. Even those are closed courts, right? But if you get the public to see your case and find out the facts, then they become your peers, even though that's a kangaroo court.
Absolutely. Well, that's great advice. That's great advice.
Yeah, publicize. And don't feel any shame if you've been accused of slapping your child. You know, take the embarrassment, but tell the story, because all parents have issues that they might be ashamed of. But if you're going to fight these guys, they're going to terrorize you anyway. So go ahead and just, you know, lay yourself open to the public. Let them know. I had to almost break the arms of the people that I've tried to help. I say, tell your family that you're being accused of abuse and neglect. And they say, well, we don't want our family to think bad about us. I said, they're going to think bad about you anyway. If DCFS has their way, you will look like real criminals. So all I can tell you is the way to fight these guys is to turn on the light.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good advice. Excellent advice. Hey, thank you so much for calling in tonight, Tom.
Thank you. If somebody can get me on Alex Jones, I want a trick.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
We got 34 million victims right now.
Well, are you an attorney? Yeah,
No. I worked in pathology. And I had family come to me, my initial family. I thought I was going to retire in peace, tranquility and all that stuff, and be able to enjoy life finally. But then I had two women show at my door in 2001. And from that point on, my life turned into hell because I was drugged into the courtroom. Family was accused of abuse and neglect, causing death of one child and, the illness of another. And when I got into it, I identified the real cause, and from that point on, and still even today, it's been nothing but case after case where I've had to prove that families did not abuse or harm their children, but it was, quite frankly, the state. That's all in that gassingamerica.com. And then, of course, the other sites before that. So when you get a chance, look at that, and then I want to get the sheriff, that police officer in Nevada, to call me, or the lady that was on his show, because this impacts them even more than in most areas.
I will see if I can find you. You're talking about on RBN Today. Would that have been Rick Adams?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I, since I'm blind, I can't see to dial a phone or to use my computer anymore.
Okay, if anyone lists, if you can you email me, Tom?
No.
Okay, I tell you what. If I can find
go on my
out...
website. Sorry, go on my website, gassyamerica.com. My phone number is at the bottom.
Okay.
That's how people can get hold of me.
Okay, there's probably some people listening right now that was listening to Rick Adams' show. If I get any information on that, I will call you and pass that on to you.
Yeah, I've been really worried about Chris Clay and Chris Cave and the... Man, am I stumbling over my tongue. This is embarrassing. Anyway, Chris Cave and, of course, the other players down there. Shauna Cox is a friend of mine, you know, that was in that car when Leonard Phil... I can't get his name. You know who I'm talking about. The Hammond standoff up there in Oregon when Leonard Finucane was murdered.
Oh, okay. Well, I will see if I find out anything on this, I'm going to pass it on to you. I've got about 15 minutes left, and I'm going to try to get everybody a little bit of airtime. But, hey, thank you so much, Tom. Thank you for the phone call. It was great. Ed in Chicago, patiently holding. Ed, how you doing tonight, sir? Do we have you, Ed? Hey, we've got a good story here from the Realist Report. The New York City Health Department said it will ban ritual circumcisers. Hey, go ahead, Ed. Go ahead.
Hear me now?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good.
Yes.
Listen, I just wanted to mention that it's not Rick Adams. It's the ex-cop out of Vegas. His last name is Martinez, and he comes on at 6:00 Central. On Saturday. It's not Rick Adams. His last name is Martinez. That's who he's probably looking for.
Martinez. What's the name of the broadcast? Do you know, Ed? I can look at the schedule.
Not know, but he comes on at 6 Central.
Okay, I'll check it out and pass that on to Tom.
Anyway... Wow, what a story, man. Anyway, hello, can you hear me, Fern?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to point out, you were saying something like, where's the outrage? I got a quick little story. I'm a 30-year veteran here in Chicago, fireman, blah, 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 and I got a young guy come on the job. And about 5 years on the job, and he comes up to me and he goes, one day he goes, this must have been 2-3 years ago, when his story came out where the Gulf of Tonkin, they admitted that it was a total farce. You remember?
Well, I knew the Gulf of Tonkin was a total farce. I wasn't sure exactly when they admitted to it, though.
They actually admitted, well, this young guy comes up, well, I'm, you know, I'm pushing 60 now, but I 55, I was, whatever. And the guy's 20, 30 years younger than me, and he goes, where is the outrage? Because his dad died in Vietnam, you know. And he goes, where is the frickin' outrage? They just admitted... The Gulf of Tonkin was a fucking, pardon me, I'm sorry, farce. And where's the outrage? You know, and I'm like, yeah, correct. Where's the outrage? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, and here's so we do got hope because there's a young guy. And this guy is now, he's all in, baby. I mean, and, you know, organize, train, equip as militia. That's the only chance we got, baby. That's it, period.
Well, I think you're right on that. And you know, what you're saying there, too, you know, we don't know how many people there really is out there like that. I mean, there's a lot of people that, that woke up to the fact of what a charade everything is through 9/11, through these farcical elections, through these ridiculous, endless wars, and through the media manipulation and continual lies. I mean, there's people that's woke up for all different reasons, and I dare say there's a lot that just keep their mouth shut, that don't call into this show or others, but they're preparing for what they see coming inevitably in the end in this country. Go ahead, Ed.
It's going to be a groundswell of, okay, take it back. Eventually, I mean, I don't know what's going to kick it off, but we have to. If we don't, what happens? You know, like did you mention earlier they pushed down the majority? Or
yes, right, I was.
You mentioned that. Okay, what happens when we're the minority? Are they going to be real nice to us and give us special privileges? I don't think so. Yeah, right? Hello?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have, there's not going to be special scholarships for white students. There's not going to be racial quotas for white students in colleges. You know, there's not going to be any of that BS that we've put up with. You know, right now in this climate of so much demand for equality and tolerance, why the hell don't these politicians end affirmative action?
Oh, I've been through all this in Chicago, the busing thing. Oh my God, it's.
Why did white people ever put up with the ridiculous absurdity of busing? I mean, that shows how cowardly we really are. Feel free to hold if you want to, Ed. We're coming up on the last break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Oh, fair. I love you. Airborne.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. Wanted to remind everyone, coming up next hour, Dr. Patrick Slattery with Eric Stryker of DailyStormer.com. Is Ed still with us? If Ed is not with us, I would love to play the clip quickly of Mark Dice.
I'll play the clip in just a moment. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is absolutely hilarious. Take a look at him mocking the liberal media morons and their Russian conspiracy theories at Tuesday's White House press conference. Of course, they're saying that his actions were sexist, racist, and I'm sure next they'll accuse him of fat-shaming this reporter from NBC. Nothing but crap, which just had verbal diarrhea and Russian conspiracy theories spewing out of her mouth, which prompted Sean Spicer to do this.
I've said it from the day that I got here until whatever, that there is no connection. You've got Russia. If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection. But every single person... I appreciate your agenda here, but the reality is... Oh, no, hold on. No, at some point, report the facts. The facts are that every single person who has been briefed on this subject has come away with the same conclusion. Republican, Democrat, so I'm sorry that disgusts you. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it, but understand this, that at some point the facts are what they are. And every single person who has been briefed on this situation with respect to the situation with Russia, Republican, Democrat, Obama appointee, career, have all come to the same conclusion. At some point, April, you're going to have to take no for an answer with respect to whether or not there was
racist
collusion.
How do you change the perception of...
I'll take this one, Sean. We fix the perception by exposing the fake news media scum like you and the liberal lunatics and pathetic propagandists which are determined to destroy this president by any means necessary. We fix the negative perception by stopping enemy propagandists like you from tricking millions of Americans into thinking that the president is a Russian puppet.
It seems like you're hell-bent on trying to make sure that whatever image you want to tell about this White House stays, because at the end of the day, let me answer. But you know what? You're asking me a question, and I'm going to answer it, which is the president. I'm sorry. Please stop shaking your head again. But at some point, the reality is that this president continues to reach out to individuals who've supported him, who didn't support him, Republicans, Democrats, to try to bring the country together and move forward on an agenda that's going to help every American.
Oh, that stop shaking your head statement didn't go over too well with the liberal lunatics. ABC News, always broadcasting crap. Sean Spicer tells reporter to stop shaking your head. The Washington Compost, Sean Spicer loses his cool. Stop shaking your head. Business Insider, stop shaking your head. Sean Spicer unloads on reporter who asks about Trump-Russia connections. Let me just add there. Asks about the Trump-Russia conspiracy theories for the 50th time. Oh, it gets worse. Mashable. Angry Sean Spicer tells April Ryan, a veteran black female journalist, to stop shaking her head. Well, how dare he? This racist scumbag's gotta go. The New York Daily News. Sean Spicer and Bill O'Reilly continue the age-old American tradition of disrespecting black women. How did race all of a sudden get sucked into this? I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new and check back here every day for new...
All right, we're out of time. Coming up next, Dr. Patrick Slattery, Eric Stryker. And until next week, everyone have a great week.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.